This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
But in the meantime, we are moving on to our next story. And admittedly, it's one that we do every year, pretty much, or just every half a year or so, because it is about food waste. It is a daily problem, but it is one that becomes more pressing during festive seasons. And seeing as we're in the midst of one right now, where thousands, just lots and lots of Ramadan bazaars are available to us, it's perhaps time to check up on how we're doing.
So the news isn't too great, at least from Hayati Ismail's observation. She's the operations director at Food Aid Foundation. Bazaars are the largest contributors of food waste during the fasting month. It's an amount of 25 to 35% on a daily basis. She said the sellers don't plan how much to cook. There's no estimation or business projection that is done. And what happens is that unsold food is just then thrown away.
So the NGO in question, Food Aid Foundation, is working with some bazaars to salvage leftovers. But there are challenges, not least of which I think is just logistics. Not all bazaars cooperate. Food safety is also an issue. And then on the flip side of that, you have Dato' Sri Rosli Sulaiman, who is the KL Bumiputra Traders and Hawkers Association president, saying that traders know the SOPs when it comes to leftovers. They hand them to the nearest mosques, distribute them to the homeless. And DBKL Mayor Datuk Noor Hisham Ahmad Dahlan also said he's yet to receive any official report on food waste.
I think the last bit is just a bit, well, just because there are no formal complaints yet doesn't mean there aren't any.
Yes, I was curious about who is supposed to be issuing these formal complaints.
Yeah.
Is it going to be the vendors who are, I don't think, interested in doing that? Is it going to be the people purchasing? I mean, where are these complaints supposed to be filtered through? And more importantly, I think this is common sense wastage. So in the past, restaurants and hotels on an industry level have been the focus of this. But because, I guess, of these observations and these complaints, now it's been improved. There are systems in place. For example, they cook to order in buffets as opposed to just leaving everything out to die, basically.
And I guess they're also stricter with pre-bookings, where they will just cook to the amount of guests that they are expecting.
Yes, but with bazaars, I think it's something entirely different because you also can't account for certain things like weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it rains, then you've just potentially made too much food. Where's that going to go?
Yeah, and I guess this could also probably extend to Pasar Malams. I think maybe 2 years ago, a year or two ago, they were the second top contributors or top three contributors to food waste in the country. And I guess the same problems that Pasar Malams face, bazaars are also likely facing, just that on a more seasonal level.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to be speaking after this with Dr. Ainu Husna, who's the Deputy Director of MARDI and Head of the My Safe Food Network Secretariat. So we'll be exploring this in a bit more detail after this. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
Good evening. You are listening to Lynn and Kelvin. We're talking about food waste, especially when it comes to bazaars, which there are a lot of at the moment. So we're speaking to Dr. Ainu Husna, who is the Deputy Director of MARDI and Head of My Safe Food Network Secretariat. Dr. Ainu, thanks for joining us. How do bazaar traders deal with excess food?
I know that some bazaar traders, they do understand that they don't want to waste food as well. They do donate them to whoever they feel the need to. So I know some traders donate to their neighbors or the needy and also the homeless. But sometimes it's just too much food, especially if it rains. We realize that as well, that if it rains, just usually double food not being bought. So they usually just go to waste. So if they can't find somebody that they want to donate to, I guess they just throw it away.
So the KL Bumiputra Traders and Hawkers Association President Datuk Seri Rosli Sulaiman said that traders have been informed of SOPs on how excess food should be dealt with. Do you know of these SOPs?
From my experience doing My Safe Food Ramadan, I've never heard of the SOP, but again, it would not be fair to say it's not there. It's probably there and they probably have been given the instruction or information, but I think the issue is whether the traders have time and the capacity to actually donate this food to wherever it's supposed to donate. As for Ramadan bazaars and for the food to be distributed, the time is very short. So it's very difficult, I think, for them to actually, even if they were given instruction or they were even told where the food surplus should go to, I think it's just very difficult for them to actually find people and donate them. So, and my experience as well from the My Safe Food Project is after 4 years, average, we get about 100 kilograms of food and drinks every day from one bazaar of about 100, 200 stalls. So that itself shows that they still need avenue to give whatever surplus food that they have.
And as we heard earlier, the KL Mayor has basically said no formal reports of food waste had been made. What are your thoughts on this?
It actually made me think. It actually made me think, yeah. I guess it's never a requirement or never an instruction for people to report any food waste. And I think usually with food, people just put it in the bin, you know, if they have extra. It's just everybody does this. If you have a food waste either at home or wherever, you just put it in a bin. And, you know, it just becomes waste. So I that is probably why the awareness is probably not there. That is why I think the programs like what we're doing is very important, because we need the data and to actually show it is an issue. I think it has not been, there's no report because people are just not aware. It's, you know, it's something that should be reported. And people just keep quiet about it.
And where should these formal complaints come from or go to? Is there a clear channel to make such complaints?
I think now what we're seeing is now when people have surplus food, they don't complain. They just go to whoever that can help them distributing the food. So it can be food banks, organization, or whoever that can help them to redistribute the food. So it's more like, because food is, the shelf life of food is very, you know, the shelf life of food is very, very short. So you just want to, find ways to redistribute it. I think it is a good idea if municipalities and have an avenue, have some kind of a measurement of how much food is wasted. So I actually welcome if any of the authority bodies to ask any, not just the bazaars, like the shops and maybe supermarkets, to actually ask them to report how much they waste, and so that they are more aware and, you know, take actions not to waste.
So whenever we talk about this, there usually is this recurring concern about safety when it comes to the donation of prepared food. What are these concerns exactly, and what measures do you take to address them?
When the food is being cooked, definitely it has a specific shelf life. And we also are concerned about the hygiene of the people preparing the food. So the things that we are usually concerned is whether when we donate the food will be edible enough, especially, you know, Malaysian food, right? Like we use a lot of santan. A lot of our dish are mixed, you know, like nasi kerabu, you know, they're already mixed. So those, when we mix them together, usually they don't last long. And also when we donate them, we are not sure whether the recipients eat them immediately or do they actually store and, you know, eat it the next day. So we are hoping that they are knowledgeable enough and they actually can take note and realize, you know, what food is good, it can be stored, and what food they need to eat immediately. So what we do is we measure the amount, basically. So when people donate food to us, we first categorize and measure them, so whether it's food or drinks. And then when we have measured them, we look at who are our recipients. So before we actually agree to work on one bazaar, we have to make sure they are nearby recipients. So when we've measured and then we know what they are, so we look at who our recipients are and actually try to suit the food with the with who we are donating it to. So, for example, if we have a big bag of rice, we can't give them to students because usually they want individually packed. So we can give them to charity homes where they can, you know, put it in a big plate and share among the orphanage or those who live there, those kind of things.
How do we go about changing the mentality of making as much food as possible and hoping to sell all of it?
Yeah, it's changing mentality is different, difficult, and you know sometimes it's embedded in our culture as well. So for this, definitely awareness, and definitely a lot more programs that give us a lot of data. So, you know, when there's a lot of media awareness, it helps. And now we realize that a lot of people want to know how to prevent wastage now when the awareness has increased. So, yeah, somehow we should have more tips or, you know, more knowledge, and people just need to know how to prevent food wastage. So I've always been very strong in pushing handling this issue should be a national agenda, and it has to be an agenda that covers multiple ministries and multiple organizations, private sector and the NGOs. So there must be, you know, a committee or something that really looks into it. That has not happened yet. So that is why we see different ministries doing different things, which is good, which is fine for a start. But in the end, I think, like a lot of things, we really need to be more coordinated. And sometimes we implement something, but there's no check and balance on it. So we really need that as well. Also, this is my personal call for everybody to become the My Safe Food prefect, or the prefect, or the person who actually remind each other in their organization or family to actually not waste food, because all of us need to be reminded all the time about this issue because it's just so important.
Dr. Ainu, thanks for sharing that perspective with us. That was Dr. Ainu Husna, Deputy Director of MARDI and Head of the My Safe Food Network Secretariat. I confess to not being the best when it comes to being that that prefect, the food waste prefect.
Same.
Yeah, I wish I were better.
I feel bad whenever I have to throw food out. But I mean, the emotions are there, but the action sometimes isn't, unfortunately.
Yeah. We should police one another when it comes to
hey,
this.
Hey, stop. Don't throw that in a bin.
Exactly. Keep it here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.